Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1218. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachis, and the writing is Shir number 371. Okay, we're in the middle of the Halachas of Shinoi Mokoim, and in Shinoi Mokoim, Holchei Drachim, when one is a traveler, how do we work it? So, in the previous Shirim, we spoke about the Halachas of if one is eating or drinking outside of their car, and then I would like to go inside the car and drive off, what will be the halacha? In other words, they're at a eating at a picnic table, right, or possibly a roadside stop, or these type of things. But in the case in time where one and they sat down to sit there bekvias, in other words, not also traveling, we said if somebody just gets out to stretch their feet a little bit, so that's part of holchei drachim, that's part of traveling. But when somebody stops and sits down, for example, to eat a lunch, you know, at a picnic table and relax or whatever the case is for a longer period of time, so that would be already kavad, that would be already a kavias, and now it's getting back into the car, you know, has more of the has the halachas of kavias, another changing from outside of a car into a car. Now we're talking about also a case in time, like let's say at this road stop. So we're talking about a case in time where they did not have any intention of continuing to eat a drink in the car. In other words, they sat down by the picnic table or by the road stop, and that's where they want to eat. For example, like we said, at the roadside stop, the trip, or they're eating lunch, relaxing over there and taking a while, whatever the case is. And now all of a sudden it started to rain. Or whatever the case is, it's getting cloudy, and they would like to go finish into the car. So according to many poskim, if they're taken near the car and they're able to see the original eating location, then we mentioned last time, and there's no street in between. It would have the halacha of when you're able to see the original location. So it's sort of the connection is there, assuming that there's no street in between or whatever. So they could just see the original location. So then they could just go into the car and finish over there. So that's how we saw from various different poskim. It would be okay to continue in the car and drinking with the original bracha. So now, because the above case is not what we call, like we said, not holchei drachim, due to the fact that they started eating and drinking without the intention of traveling. Now, flipping it the other way, if one had kavana when they sat down to eat by the picnic table, they had kavana when they made the bracha taka that they're starting to eat a drink outside. Even it is outside. The point is over here that they're not confined within mechitzas. In other words, within with a fenced in area. It's not enclosed. It's all open. So it makes it a little bit easier to an extent. When it's enclosed and your car is on the other side or something like that, that's a much harder case. But over here, it's all open. So Lamaisa, they bring down that if one had kavana, so all that's if they don't have kavana. But now let's say the person had kavana. I sit down to eat a quick lunch or whatever by the picnic table, and I had kavana when I made the bracha shakalavetz or ehu adama, that when I started to eat a drink or drinking the coffee, whatever, you know, part of that little meal. So then I had in mind to move to the car. Then I'm gonna start out, and then I'm gonna move into the car and continue driving. And you know, in the meantime, I'm getting some fresh air, whatever. But I do have a mind going back into the car. Oh, so now and continuing in the car as though and to drive away. So if the person had this intention, then it would be okay if they taka drove away. If they did not have this intention, they didn't have this kavana, then they may continue in the car, provided that they can still see the place, right, where they recited the original bracha, like we said, and no street was passing in between. Otherwise, they would have a problem of having to repeat another bracha once they get far enough where they can't see the original location. But Lamaisa, what we do want to bring up from today's shir is that if one had kavana, one had intent when they made the bracha, right, and the fact that it's not confined and so on, it makes it a little bit easier that they had that in mind that they're going to start eating or drinking outside by this picnic table, the person would like to move to the car in the middle or whatever, something along those lines, right? In other words, he's going to start drinking and then he's going into the car to drive off, to continue and to drive off, then it would be okay. If that case, if he had the kavana, that the person may continue eating in the car, even though they are going to drive away. So in this case, kavana taka would help, and one has to be careful to make sure to have kavana if they feel that they will be going back into the car. It's a little bit sort of like best of both worlds, if you want to call it. Number one, we've spoken about in the past, if there's no mechitzis confining a person, according to quite a number of paiskim, having a mind would help. In general, we try not to rely on that, but having a mind would help, according to some paiskim, when you're not confined. In other words, I'm eating in one place and I could see the original location, but I had kavana. I had kavana to move to a different place. So even though I cannot see the original location, kavana, having a mind would help according to some place. We try not to rely on that. But in this case, it's even a little bit easier because of the fact that, you know, it's sort of like it becomes like a whole chedrachim type of thing again, because I'm making the bracha and I'll eat maybe 5-10 minutes, whatever, but I have intention, I have kavana to move back into the car and to drive away. So when you have that kavana, right, that you're going to start over there, then you're going to go into the car, and so it's not just the eating in the car, but I would be able to drive off. Then I'm moving back into the car, and then he wants to continue eating in the car, and even though he would drive off, it would be fine. So to be careful to have that kavana if one feels that going back into the car. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha kol tov.